Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A conscience captive to the Word of God. No prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:20-21. Times have changed, but one book hasn't. With no additions or deletions, the Bible remains a foundation of truth for the Christian. More than the product of God speaking to men, the Bible is the result of God speaking through men, moving them by the Spirit to pen the very words of God, Romans 3:2. And what God has said with authority remains a source of comfort and guidance today, as Martin Luther proclaims. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the Scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. Oh, how great and glorious a thing it is to have before one the Word of God. With that, we may at all times feel joyous and secure. We need never be in want of consolation, for we see before us in all its brightness the pure and right way. He who loses sight of the Word of God falls into despair. He follows only the disorderly tendency of his heart and of the world's vanity, which lead him on to destruction. A fiery shield is God's Word, of more substance and purer than gold, which, tried in the fire, loses none of its substance, but resists and overcomes all the fury of the fiery heat. Even so, he believes God's Word overcomes all. The Holy Scripture is certain and true. God grant me grace to catch hold of its just use. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 21.
So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me, and I will make every effort to see that after my departure you will always be able to remember these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things, for prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
When challenged by men to renounce the teaching of Scripture, Luther replied, "Unless I am convicted by Scripture and plain reason, my conscience is captive to the Word of God." The Word of God comforted him, strengthened him, and guided him. Truth transformed Martin Luther, and through him, his world. The same can happen to you when you catch hold of its just use in your life and, like Luther, obey that word unquestioningly.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.